small piece of Gemara, but it's loaded. It's a very lot to think about in this sugya. So we'll try to learn the sugya b'seder. We'll see how it works out. First, pashup shat, and then we'll work our way to the lamed. The Mishnah says, "Mishalshalin the lamed." What does the word "mishalshalin" mean? What's "mishalshalin"? Split. Rashi on Gimel Amud Aleph actually wrote two shatim in the Tash Mishalshalin. Rashi said either "mishalshalin" means we go to Bezdin, we give Bezdin as a shalish to divide it, or it means we split three ways. I think we usually understand it to mean we split three ways. Mishashal and Bamanda, then Mishashal and Bamak. Why does it talk about splitting three ways? Why does it talk about splitting two ways?
Huh?
You have three Aedim, you split three ways. Why does it pick a case of three Aedim? Because Malchus, as Tetzi Shantav says, then why, if it means to split, why does it say Mishashal? Why does it say Mechalkin? He says because it has to be divisible by three. Because 39. Malchus, there's no having me, you split it in two. You can't divide 39 into two. So that's why the Mishnah's example is Mishalshalin is divided into three. That's what it says in the Taisus Yantin.
Divide 39 into three, so 13.
You divide 39 into three, each one gets 13. So the Aruch Haner makes the point. The Aruch Haner makes the point that if you divide 39 into three, it doesn't work out that well either. Because then each one would get 13. And there's a halacha in the third parak that you only give people malchus that's right with shalish. Malchus, a person gets malchus 2/3 on his back and 1/3 on his chest. And from there we learn out that we give a person a number of malchus that's right to divide into three, right with shalish. So if that's the case, so 39 is not divisible by 3, it's divisible by 3, you give each one 13, but you can't give a person 13 malchus. But from there it says, okay, so you give him 12. You can't give 13, you'll give 12. So the Havamina, that you divide malchus, would have been to give each one 12 malchus. That's what it says in the Aruch Haner. So, Mishashal of Amamna, the Hing Mishashal of the Malchus, Ketzah, he do shukai v'chaveh v'sayim zuz and nimtzu zayvinin v'shashal and beinayim. Each one pays a third. Avam idu shukai v'malkis abayim nimtzu zayvinin kolech avecha like abayim. What was the just the havamina? That mishashalin by malkis. Right? The havamina was mishashalin by malkis. That havamina that you divide malkis and you give each one, you divide it by three. Why don't you do it be two aedim in that havamina? I'm just talking about the Havamina, not the Emes. The Emes is you don't divide Malchus. But the Havamina that you divide Malchus, so it's very good. It says, Mishashalim, each one can get an equal amount. What would be if there were only two Aedim, or if there were four Aedim? How many would you give? You give 18? Why 18? Then you don't have... No, not you mean 19. Right, 19 times 2 is 38. What? Oh, because you can't give 19, so it has to be a third or two thirds, so we'll go down to 18. So you give each one a psak of 19, which is Lamaisa 18. Or maybe you give each one a psak of 20, which is also 18. What? What do you mean?
You give 18.
In other words, among this, if we divide 39, we give each one either 19 or 20. In Lamaisa, 19 goes down to 18, 20 goes down to 18, it's not big enough Gemina. Right. Well,
even though only 18, 20 is more than
there is. Oh, so how do you do it? You to have a mina, what's the svara? If you divide it and it's not divisible, what do?
You give less.
Give less?
Can't give more.
If you're supposed to divide it and it's not divisible, you give less? Is that true?
No.
Well, what do we do by Nisa? You say Nisa is not divisible, so therefore we give. Since you can't give each one half a Nisa, therefore, give each one a whole Nisa. It sounds like when it's not divisible, you give more. That would sound like
the reason why I miss it, you can't give half a Nisa.
Right, so if you can't give half a Malkus, let's say Malkus is 39.
So you,
you can't give half a Malkus, so maybe you should give each one 39. You're not into that. So you have to end up saying, and that, this is all the Havamina, I mean, right? You follow what I'm doing? It's going to be a big problem. I'm asking you, in the Havamina, I mean, that we could be Mishalish the Malkus. And the Gemara, they ask the non-emily, the Gemara is not that it's a Havamina. I says, you need it, there's a custom to tell you different. It means it's a Havamina, Malkus gets divided. Then you have three, I understand. If it's sucked in on each one, you get 13. In my sense, you only get 12 out of sucked in of 13. But at least the sack is divisible. But if there are only two, what do you do now? There are two ways to look at it. You say if there are two, it's not divisible, so we'll give each one 39. Or you could say if there are two, so we'll give each one either 19 or 20, however you'd like to say it. So there's still a total of one Malkus. I'm not sure how to express that.
Why should it be more compared to a Malkus?
Well, I need to say it's the concept that if you can't give the whole thing. You see, if it's a given that if there are three witnesses and 39 Malkus, each one gets 13, that's a given. So that means it's given that we divide. So, why? Let's say there's such a Havamina. We can argue about why. This is why we'll get to that. But in the Havamina that you divide money, you divide Malkus. I'm just trying to understand logically the way it seems to me it works out is like this. Now listen carefully. If there are three witnesses, we would give each one how many? Three witnesses.
Well,
we should give each one. It was sort of lumped as 13. Lamai said 12. If there are two witnesses, we give each one. Seems to me we should give each one 39. Because if you can't give half, you give the whole.
But do you make it? Why is there any worse than three?
Because when you can't divide it, Nisha you can't divide, so you give each one the whole thing.
Three
you can divide, but two you can't divide. Right. 39. Let's get 39. No, not true. 39 is, we have Alachim from Sinai, when the Pasuk says Arbon, it's 39. It's a Mishnah writer, that's actually my pleasure to Mishnah, but we have it. Therefore, you're avoiding my question. So you tell your point, I think you're hopping on the side point. My question is that if it's given that if you have Mishalshlin, three, we give each one a halacha of a third of 39, so I'm asking, what would you do if you had two, you have to give each one half of 39, what would you do? To answer that question, you can mention side problems. But if the halacha was to divide 39 in thirds, what would you do if you had to divide it in two? So there are two ways to look at it. You can look at it that you would give them each 39, or you can look at it that you would give each one 19 or 20, we still try to divide.
Just like when you have 13, you keep it 13, so then you have to do the same thing. You have 19 and 20. You can't do 19 and 20.
So you give 18.
20 both. So you
give 18. So then, the Mishal Shalim, if you would divide, you see, the problem is, the way I understand, 39, you could pass in a division. You can give each one a third. Lamaisa, you're going to have to be right of the shadage. And just like a person who's not well, and he can only take 25 markets. If you give him 24, it's not starting in his din markets. He's got to be stuck with 25. It's just, yeah.
I don't understand how we're saying that, you know, when you compare different types of markets to different things, we're saying that a case where three people, we're going to compare it to money when you can shop.
Yeah. Right.
When we're two, you're comparing it to miso where you give them the whole thing. So, I mean, you can't really split up markets. You say, is it comparable to miso, and therefore you give it the whole thing.
You're right, and therefore. Now, therefore.
And therefore, like, how can you say this?
Because don't ask me, answer me. You're right, it's a problem. Therefore.
Therefore, I would say the same thing by two people.
That you give them?
Down
the middle. You just can't split it down the middle.
So you do whatever you can do. You give each guy an extra one.
Give each person an extra one. So it's not like money.
I mean,
in Lumdis, why are you more comfortable giving each one an extra one than giving each one 19 extra ones? Well, the same, I mean, it hurts more to get 19 than one. But in love, this, you have the same problem. You're giving a punishment that's not called for. But if you give each one a sack of 20, you also have to split it. Because money you could always split. So you can split it too. You buy something that costs 3 cents and you divide it. There's always a way of doing it. Mom, there's always a way. There's always a chatzi pruta. You can always divide a penny. You can always divide a penny. If two people have to divide a penny, so they buy something that costs an odd number of cents, and they divide it in half, and each one got half a penny. What? How do you do that? You didn't hear. Half is hard. You do it with the right, left hand instead of the right hand. Or something. Alright, now this, I'm mentioning this, this is a problem. It's a problem which the Ritva alludes to in his Lashon. It's a problem which the Aruch Haner talks about. And it's a problem. I don't know the answer. We're going to see later why it's important to wonder about this. But this we're going to get back to in the last part of Shir.
Can it be like everything, give him a sack of 19? And just, comes
because if you give two people a sack of 19, you only doled out 38 malchus. Well, you're missing one. You haven't accomplished your goal of getting the 39 malchus into eight. There are 39 markets in the Torah. Actually, the Torah says 39.
Can't take that last
which one?
39?
39. So we give 40. 40. There is no 40 yet. It says the nisbar arbon. The nisbar means almost 40. That's such a definition. The nisbar arbon, yakero, means almost 40 ahead, which is 39. The Torah doesn't say 40. There's the nisbar arbon. It's originally the second paragraph, the third paragraph of Malchus, just one less than Mishnah's Malchus. Kamal Malchus, I say arbon patach. I should remember the nisbar arbon. Minyan shu samach arbon. The Torah says the nisbar arbon, approximately 40. The Mishnah says a chafet. What?
You're 39.
No. You give one person 19, one person 20?
Since one person can get 20, so you can think that's
20,
and you give both
of them.
That's part of it.
How do you go about doing that? It's a problem. I'm mentioning the problem, I hope to get back to it. We have to do today a discussion. There are two discussions in this sugya. Both of them have to do with a lot of lumdis, and there's a lot of room to maneuver in Svara. We have to try to separate the two discussions. You have three cases of Zayin. Misa, Malchus, and Mammon. Right? Three cases of Kasha Zaman. Misa, Malchus, and Mammon. Is there any other Ayinish in Kasha Zaman? I don't think so, right? Torah has no other Ayinish in Golas. We don't do Kasha Zaman. And Cholol we don't do. So I think that's all we have left is Misa, Malchus, and Mammon, right? Okay. Now, we're going to discuss two, what? Karis is no Kasha Zomer with
Karis.
There's no Bez Nishol Mata Ayinish that they try to give him.
Then
there's no Bez Nishol Mata Kasha Zomer. What they do is Shema. If it's a lav, it's lav shesh bekaris again. What? Unless it's a lav shesh bekaris. It's the only case. Bez doesn't pass again if you have Karis. Two people come to Bez and they say, this is someone who doesn't have a bris. It's Chayav Karis, Bez will send them home. Bez doesn't pass the view of Karis. What? Well, there's Nus of Chayav Ekrisis are also either by Malchus or by Leith Bali Malchus. So the Lav Sheish Bekaris, Bez gives Malchus. So as Bez is concerned, it's a Malchus thing. So we have to discuss two things. One is the difference between Malchus and Mammon, and the second thing is the difference between Misa and Mammon. And I don't want to confuse the two. In other words, I want to separate the two discussions. We're going to first discuss the difference between Malchus and Mammon, and don't throw in Misa because it's going to confuse everything. And after we discuss Malchus and Mammon, we'll try to discuss Misa and Mammon. And the reason to do it that way is otherwise it's very confusing. It's very hard to discuss all three in one chapter. Let's start with Malchus and Mammon, okay? Because that's what the Mishnah doesn't mention Misa, right? Mishnah mentions only Malchus and Mammon. We'll discuss that, and then we'll get to a discussion of Nisa, which to me is a very confusing, second part is a very confusing thing. We'll start with the first thing, Malchus and Mamu, which is, I think, less confusing. The Gemara is the Kasha, Menani Nili. Somebody want to touch that for me? Menani Nili, how do you know why? Don't tell me Nisa. Don't say what you said. Again, Menani Nili, Malchus. So what's the Gemara asking? Rashi says that. The Gemara is asking, what's the difference between Nisa and the Malchus and Mamet? What's the difference between Malchus and Mamet? Malchus, we don't split. Mamet, we do split. Which one makes sense, and which one does the Gemara have a problem with? If you ask, what's the difference between two, you have a problem with one. Which one do you have a problem with? Mammon is Mestaver and Malchus is the question? Or Malchus is Mestaver and Mammon is the question? So how do you understand the Gemara's Kasha? But I mean, really, how do you know that?
It sounds like the beginning, they should be getting the punishment that they were trying to
imply. Therefore, which one is Shver? Therefore, Malchus is the one that's a problem. Right. Because Mammon is Mestaver and Malchus is the problem. Yeah. Everybody understand the Sunya that way? Everyone understands it that way? You have to. First of all, Rashi says it. Second of all, Abaye says it. What's Abaye answering? Abaye is not answering Mammon. Omer Abaye, Nemrosh Machayim Malchus, Nemrosh Machayim Mises, Malahal and Amy Shulamath, Belkani Malchus Lamath. Which means to say that Mammon that you split, that's a Svara. That's easy. It's a Svara that you split Mammon. Malchus is the one that the Torah is Machadish that you don't split Mammon. So which one? The Chiddush Malchus. That says clearly in the Gemara, Rashi says it, Menani Nili, the Chalecha Tzedek Zarbayim. The Chiddush is the Din Malchus, which means, in Svara, we should split it. In Svara, we should split it. Why don't we split Malchus? But the Bayi, it's a Zeres HaKasuv, and the Rava, it's a Svara. Rava says some Svara, which we need to understand, that Amar Rava, Be'inu Kashazam, Lashi, Vachav, Alecha, Yachinam, Inan, Lam, Isav, Kasav, Nitzav. Rava doesn't see Rava's Svara. But the question is Malchus. So there are two Hesberim, as I pointed out to some of you downstairs, there are two Mahalchim, and how to understand the difference between Malchus and Mammon in Svara. If you learn to Gzeres HaKasuv, it could be Gzeres HaKasuv. But if you want to understand it in Svara, there are two Mahalchim. One is the Beis HaLevi, and the other is based on Reb Chaim. Chaim doesn't say no, so give it, we'll see in a minute, based on the Chaim. The Beis HaLevi is Mahalach. Beis HaLevi says, what we said is right. Svara is, you split. That's why Mammon gets split. The Svara is, you should split it. Why don't we split Malchus? So the Beis HaLevi, because it's Yashar to split Malchus. Because even if you have 39 Malchus, you divide it by 3, you give each one 13. The Metzius is that the 14th or 15th Makkah is worse than the 13th. Each additional Makkah is more painful than the previous one. If you hit someone 39 times, the first time you hit him, it hurts a little. The second time you hit him, it hurts more. By the time you get to the 39th, it's very painful. Each additional Makkah is more painful than the previous one. Because when you hit a person numerous times, one after the other, each additional one hurts more. So 13 and 13 and 13 don't equal 39. Because hitting three people 13 times each doesn't hurt as much as hitting one person 39 times. The pain involved is not the same, because each additional maka is more painful than the previous one. So Manela's up to Beis HaLevi. Fine, Mama, and you could divide it in three. The total is exactly the same as the divided amount. But by Malchus, it's the extra to split. And since it's the extra to split it, it wouldn't work out. So the Mela, we give each person the full Malchus. That's the Beis HaLevi's chart. Okay, yeah. Okay, good, good. Yes? Okay. I would think there are three problems with the Beis HaLevi. Yeah. What?
It's not punitive.
We'll have to discuss that. So, there appear to be three problems with the Beis HaLevi. One problem is that it doesn't fit into the Lashon of the Gemara. How does that fit into Malchus Lo Nitzarev? Malchus Lo Nitzarev. Or into Rashi. It's a little hard to fit into the Lashon. Okay.
They don't equal 39.
Okay, maybe. The second problem, the one which bothers me the most, is that even if the Beis HaLevi is right, each successive hit hurts more than each previous one, it's still possible to divide it in half. You have to calculate. Bezin would have to call in experts and assess, like on a scale from 1 to 10, how much each makah hurts. The first makah will score at 1, 39 to 10, and we'll make a progressive score. You have to call in experts to try to assess it the best we could. Lamaisa, the pain of 39 makahs is a certain amount of pain. You can divide it in half. Maybe you give each person 30 makahs. And that would be half the pain, maybe 30 makahs is half the pain of 39. Maybe 25. Bezin, the Torah of Malchei Asharis, Bezin does its best. And Bezin should try to assess the value. And just like someone damages a house, so Bezin has to shut up the value of the house. And they call an expert. And one expert might give a high amount, one might give lower. We estimate it as best we can. Same thing with Malchus. We call them people. Well, how do you pay tsar? If you slap someone in the face, you pay tsar. How do you shots up the tsar? You do your best. There's no exact amount. But Bezin shouts us up how much tsar is. Same thing with 39 Malchus. Let Bezin estimate how much is each Malka worth in tsar and divide it in half and give each person half. What? Every time Bezin shots us up tsar, if a person kicks somebody else, or a person cuts off somebody's hand, so he shots up tsar. Who's tsar? Some people are very sensitive to tsar, and some people are not. I don't know, Bezin is well shouting up. And by tsar, if someone cuts off someone else's hand, you also have to go pray to the tsar, then you thank God. Bezin has some method of shouting up. There is some way of shouting it up. That's all I'm saying. There's got to be some way. I think there is a way. How much money would he take to get one maca, to get two, to get 30, to get 39, and divide that in half? What? I'm only using mammon as a way of estimating. As a way of estimating the value of each hit.
And then divide it.
Let's, if we give a dollar value to each maca, first maca he would take for $10. Second one for 12, third one for 14. And we estimate it, and then divide it in half, given that many markets, using the money as a way of estimating. This is the problem I have with the Beis HaLevi. Like I said, there's room to manipulate, room to argue. The third problem with the Beis HaLevi is a problem that a number of you have asked me. Again, I think we could debate it. That just like Nisa, each successive makah hurts more. The same thing, mammon. Just like Malchus, each successive makah hits more. The same thing with mammon. Each successive dollar hurts more. I mean, it hurts a certain amount to lose $100. The second 100 hurts a little more than the first 100. Okay, if you're a millionaire, the second 100 probably the same. But it depends on the person. But each, you know, a person who's got his total assets in the world are $5,000. So losing 1,000 hurts. Losing the second 1,000 hurts more than the first 1,000.
The second 1,000
hurts a total of 2,000.
Losing a quarter.
So, this is the question that a number of you asked me on the Beis HaLevi, that each successive dollar is more. So I wonder if it's that way. Is each successive dollar more, or it's just the total of all the dollars?
What?
Each dollar is the same. For Shenkei Malchus, the pain of each maka is different. That's what I was arguing. The people argued that even though the purchase power is the same, the pain of losing the purchase power is worse.
If you take $2 away from someone, a dollar at a time, if that's the one you take a dollar away, it's not a big deal.
Right. So the pain. Do we shut up money by pain, or just markets by pain? Or maybe even markets shouldn't depend on pain. I mean, if you have a big tough person who gets to spend 39 as a person with hurts.
Markets, the point of markets is pain. Yeah. Money.
Could be that's an answer. It could be that's the correct answer. Markets, you have no option of doing it in installments. Markets has to be in one shot. Money, do you really have an option by moment of paying in installments? I don't think so. Okay. I'm not sure if installments would matter. The poorer you are, the more it hurts to pay. Right, these are all potential problems with the Beis Halevi, and therefore we'll try Pshat, which I personally, to me, it's much more mistaver. That's Reb Shmuel Rizovsky's chat. I saw that Tzofnis Paneach says this as well. It's based on the side of Reb Chaim. I believe, but I'm not sure, that I mentioned this Reb Chaim to you on the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. Reb Chaim has a side, the definition of Malchus. Reb Chaim says, this is a pure brisk way of analyzing Malchus. He says Malchus is a mitzias, which is a ma'aseh bezdin. There's a certain act of bezdin which is called Malchus. If you take someone and you imitate the ma'aseh bezdin, you take someone, you tie him up like they do in bezdin, you hit him 39 times, that's not Malchus. That's beating someone up. That's not called Malchus. The definition of Malchus is a ma'aseh bezdin. For example, Dr. Reb Chaim, let's say Besdin gave someone Malchus. They packed in someone's Chaim Malchus. He ate the veil of Chaim Malchus. So some people went and they tied him up and they whipped him 39 times, but not in front of Besdin. They did it. The police went, they got a Pesachis Chaim Malchus, they gave him Malchus, not in front of Besdin. You know what the halacha is? You have to do it all over again. You have to start all over. It says the pilai hashaitei. It has to be that it's done in front of Besdin. The pilai hashaitei to yikol lefanav. The Torah says Malchus has to be in front of Besdin. So again, it means if the police go and they get an order to tie Malchus, they tie him up and they give him Malchus. So guess what? When they give him Malchus, and now they tell Besdin we did the job, Besdin says nope, doesn't count. I was in front of Besdin. Just start all over again. You take the guy again, tie him up again, and you hit him again. A new 39. He tells you what I mean. I just got beat up. So yeah, that wasn't Malchus. Somebody beat you up. Right?
So,
what? And maybe they'll wait a week till he gets healed, and then they'll do it. But the point is that if it's not done in front of Besdin, then it's not a back to Besdin. By Nisa, Sakrab Chaim. It's not that way. There's no din you have to give Nisa in front of Besdin. The Besdin has a mitzvah say to carry out the Einish of Nisa. But if they gave him Nisa not in front of Besdin, so you wouldn't have to do it again. No, he says, Nikra, then you don't have to do it again. There's no halacha that Besdin has to be there when they give him Nisa. There's no halacha. They say Nisa. It'll be the regular kiyum of Nisa.
You can't do it again.
No, not that way. It's not because you can't do it again. Even if it would be possible to do it again, you still wouldn't do it again. Because you already got Misa. You already got Misa. Mammon, certainly. Let's say Mammon. Besdin passed in debt, he has to pay $200. You paid not in front of Besdin. Say, no, you got to do it again. Of course not. It doesn't say you have to do it in front of Besdin. Besdin passed in, you have to pay. If Besdin passes your Chayav Misa, so the person's Chayav Misa. It doesn't matter if it's done in front of Besdin or not. There's a separate din by Malchus. V'pilai, Hashayfei, V'kal, L'fanav. that is Malchus. What is Malchus? It's not beating him up. It's something called Malchus of Esther. That's the definition of Malchus. Now, Reb Chaim's Yisoid, all of Reb Chaim's Yisoidus, start off splitting hairs, and the more you look at it, the more you see that it's really so posh. I'll try to explain that. Now, really, the more you talk about it, the more you'll see that Reb Chaim, it's like pashas. Let me explain. Reb Chaim, there's a Peres Yosef on this Mishnah in the back. Peres Yosef has the following shayla. Let's say three Eidim or two Eidim come in and they say about this little old lady that she's chayim, she ate nevela, she had asra, she's chayim malchus. Okay? They say about a weak old person, they ate nevela, they're chayim malchus. Now, we know that if we're going to take this lady and give her malchus, we're calling the doctor. Every time you get somebody, you're calling the doctor to estimate how many malchus the person could take. So we know, if we call in a doctor, the doctor will say she can take six, she can take nine. That's how many malchus she could take. So had the Eidim carried out their psak, if they got away with it, this lady would have gotten, let's say, nine malchus. Okay? Now, Zaynimim come, and they're mazim the Eidim. So Bezin says, okay, Zaynimim, now you get malchus. How many malchus does each one of the Zaynimim get? Does each one get 9? Or does each one get 39? They're big and strong. They can take 39. What? 39. What? Okay. So Pashtos, Balabatis, you would say, well, they tried to give out 9. They should get 9. At first glance, a person could argue, they tried to give her 9, so they should get 9. Chaim says, no. They didn't try to beat her up with 9 hits. They tried to give her this din malchus. There's this din malchus that says in the Torah. They tried to give her the din malchus. The din malchus is that you get as many as you can take, up to 39. So they themselves also get a din malchus. They also get 39. Now they tried to give her a din of 39, which Lamaisa would be 9. But Lamaisa, the din malchus, that's what they tried to give her. And therefore they get this din malchus.
They can't
even tell they tried to give her 9. They didn't know. See, that's why I mentioned it was low. Even if it was obvious that she can't take it.
But they didn't know.
Even if it was clear to them she can't take
39. They knew maybe it was less than 39.
Alright, give them 36. Give them 36, give them 33, whatever you want. The answer is no, Dr. Chaim, no. Rav Chaim says you give 39, that's a din malchus. The same thing he says, Lahepa. What happens if it will be the reverse?
If they're doctors,
even if they're doctors, they knew. Even if at the time they said it, they said, we know she can only take 9, and we're saying, hey, still they get 39. Reb Chaim says the same, the reverse. Let's say they tried to give her, let's say they're saying Eid is about a strong person who could take 39. So this person could take 39. Now we pass in Kasher Zaman. And now we call in a doctor. And the doctor says that each witness could only take 9. So they'll say, we're off the hook. Giving us 9 is not Kasher Zaman. The 9 plus 9 is only 18. So we should be off the hook, not be mekayim kashrus. And the perspective is something about that too. But again, Zakhar Chaim, no. They try to give a din malchus, we give them a din malchus. However many hits they get a din malchus. Reb Chaim explains with this a Gemara in the third parak, the Mishnah in the third parak. The Mishnah says, if the doctor shots him up to 18, right, before he gets to Gemara, the doctor shuts him up to 18. And then Bezek gives him 18. And after the 18, they see he's still standing there smiling. He could still take more. Now look, you don't give him more. Why not? He only got 18. He says, because that's the din malchus. The din malchus is you get whatever I'm doing. Whatever they shuts them up for, that's what you get. That's the Din Malkus. Not that the Din Malkus is 39, we just can't do it. If we've shot the Din Malkus is 39, just we can't do it, we're not going to kill you, then after 18, if you can take more, we should give you more. But if you say, no, it's a Din, it's a Psak Din of Malkus. The Psak Din is whatever we shot them up for. So we give them whatever we shot them up for. What? Hold on. Let's go beside that. The Reb Chaim brings another din. Now here we have to try to understand what he means. Reb Chaim says there's a din in the third parak that if you tie up a person to give him malchus, you tie him up in front of Bezin, and you get ready to hit him, and right before you start hitting him, he runs away, he escapes. It's potter. Because v'nikla achicha le'inecha. As long as he was embarrassed in front of Bezin, and you had to stop for whatever reason. Either he ran away or there was an earthquake. They're ready to hit him. There's an earthquake. And everybody runs to their lives. He's off the hook. Why is he off the hook? He's supposed to get beat up. He didn't get beat up. So he says, no, we need the Din Malkus. If we understand, it's a finish, but we understand the Nikla Chichalai Necha is a kiyum of the Din Malkus, that's enough. And you'll ask me, why doesn't
the person ever get up? It's just put a time on and that's it.
Because the Din Malkus is that you have to try to give him up. You could ask, is he allowed to, let's say he is a Shaila, am I allowed to run away? Interesting Shaila, we would be learning the third paragraph by the Shaila. They tie him up, and he runs away, and he's potter, so if he is a Shaila, am I allowed to run away? So Pasha said, you know, I'll run away. According to Reb Chaim, you should be allowed to run away. So Reb Chaim says, that's a kiyum of the Maisa Ben the Malkus. This seems to be stretching it a little, but why not? Okay, I'm not sure. I think we could clarify. Reb Chaim answers with this, the Shvera Rambam. The main thing of the Reb Chaim is in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Chaf. The main thing he wants to answer is the Rambam. We know that there's a din of kasha zama and balei kasha asa, which means that there's a chayk that if Adam come into bed, they say Tzloim Yischayev Nisa, it's Mechal Shabbos. If we mazim them before Tzloim got skila, then Adam zayim and get skila. If we mazim them after Tzloim got skila, then they're off the hook. Kasher Zaman, only if they try to give it to someone, then we do it to them. But like Kasher Asa, but if they were successful in giving it to the person, then it's a Xeris HaKasuv that we don't do, there's no Einish of Eben Zayman. Okay, you've all heard of this idea, Kasher Zaman, but like Kasher Asa. Dr. Rambam, it does not apply to Malkus. By Malkus, even Kasha Zaman and Kasha Asa, even if they were successful in giving Malkus, you still give the Eidim Zayim in Malkus. That's what the Rambam says. There's no other Rishon that holds it to Shita. The other Rishon in Neman that by Malkus is the same thing, Kasha Zaman like Kasha Asa. But the Rambam says, no, Kasha Zaman like Kasha Asa is Xeris HaKasuv by Nisa, not by Malkus. So Reb Chaim, and by Mamin, also not, because Mamin is actually b'chazar. See, Mamin is different. And it goes back to Mamin. You can undo the Kasher. But Malkus, you can't undo.
It makes sense, because the
Pasuk
says
Nefesh
and Mamin also. It doesn't say anything about Malkus.
Pasuk only says it. Okay, let's say by Mamin and not by Malkus. Okay. The question is, Hesber. Why should Malkus be different? Why does it say Kasha Zama but Kasha Asa by Malkus? So Reb Chaim says, an interesting chiddush, he says Malkus is only a Maisa Ben. Malkus is only when someone did it, ate the Vela, or any of the other Chayvei Malkus, he gets Malkus. If Bezdin is fooled into giving someone Malkus, so Reb Chaim, it's not Malkus. That's not a Din Malkus. If you fall into Bezdin into beating someone up, that's beating him up. It's not Malkus. Malkus is something that the Torah designates as Malkus. So that, if Edom come into Bezdin, and they say, he ate Chazer, or he ate Nevela, he's Chayav Malkus, and Bezdin hits him, and it turns out Bezdin was fooled, but they gave him, that wasn't Malkus. That was beating him up. Splitting hairs. Yeah? A fooled Malkus is not Malkus. Because Malkus needs the Pilei HaShayfei Pekal of it needs that it's Kedin. Nisa is always Nisa. There's no halacha, it has to be a Din Nisa. Nisa is dead. Someone's dead, he's dead. Malkus is not 39 lashes. Malkus is a certain Maisa Bezdin called Malkus. And if it's done it properly, the Tesmish Malkus. Very lumpish way of looking at it. It's the sort of, you have to put on the glasses of the tyrant and look at it through the tyrant's definition. This is not Malkus. A person who didn't eat the veil can't get Malkus. He can get hit. But that's not Malkus. Therefore, Kasha Zaman, but like Kasha Asa, if the Edoms actually gave him Malkus, then there would be no Pasha of Edoms. Kasha Asa is off the hook. But they didn't give him Malkus. They gave him that he got beat up. They didn't give him Malkus. That's Hastish Malkus. Not the Maisa Bezna Malkus. So Chaim says, there's no dinner but like Hasha Asa by Malkus. Now, this is all in the Reb Chaim. The basic idea of Reb Chaim, I think, is very mistaver. Whether you like where it fits into this or that, you need more hesber. The basic idea is something that he doesn't mean my askama, but I think it's very mistaver. Malkus is a certain nice event. Now, what does that have to do with this Gemara? Zot Rishmur Zafi, and the Ragat Shabbat. Malkus, Le Mitzvar, means half of Malkus is not Malkus. Malkus is a certain nice event. What is Malkus? It's the din Malkus that the Torah, you can't cut it in half. You can't cut Malkus in half. Half of Malkus, that's not Malkus. It's not the Maisa Bezdin that's called Malkus. Malkus is 39 hits maximum, depending on what you can take. It has to be that Maisa Bezdin. You can't, if you cut it in half, it's not Malkus. The Ragat Shavah compares it to a mikvah. A mikvah is 40 saw of water, and it makes something tar. If you have half a mikvah, and you dip something in, it doesn't become half tar. Right? There's no such thing as half a mikvah, and it'll work to make it half tar. No such thing. Either it is a mikvah or it's not a mikvah. 40 saw is a mikvah. 39 saw does nothing. It's not a mikvah. Same thing with Malkus. 39 Malkus is Malkus. 38 Malkus is not Malkus. A psacked in of 38 or 13, that's not Malkus. That's hitting somebody. Malkus is Malkus. Malkus is giving a person Malkus. Half of it is not. It's like if someone's bar mitzvah at 13. So when he's 13, if he eats the vela, he gets 39 malchus. Now if he's 6 and a half and he eats the vela, we don't give him half the amount of malchus. He's half bar mitzvah. No such thing. Either you are or you're not. There's no halfway. Certain things in life have a halfway, and certain things in life don't have a halfway. There's no halfway in a mikvah, either 40 saw or even not 40 saw. Malchus, his chiddush is that 39 Malkus is Malkus. Anything less, it's just not Malkus. It's beating someone up. It's not Malkus. Malkus, the definition of Malkus is Malkus. See, if you passed in that he only could take 10 Malkus. That's his, that's the din Malkus of the Torah. When you read the parashah of the Torah, that's what the Torah says. You give him up to 39, depending on how many he can take. But you can't have a psak din of less than 30. That's not Malkus. I understand better that this fits into Rav, which is the way the Rav Yitzchak says. So Panach says that that's pshat in Rav. He's not saying it in Abai. He's saying it in the words, Mamin Mitzaref, Malkus Lai Mitzaref. Meaning, Mamin, you can total Mamin, by taking different people, it adds up to a total. Malkus Lai Mitzaref, you can't take two half Malkus and combine it. There is no such thing. Malkus Lai Mitzaref, you can't, just like you can't take two mikvahs, each one has 20 saw. You take a tomatik akeli, you dip it first into this 20 saw and then into that 20 saw. You say, it's tar, I dip it into 40. Not true. It's not two half mikvahs. It's either mikvah or not a mikvah. Same thing with Malkus. 3 times 13 is not Malchus. Malchus is 39, that's what makes it Malchus. The Rabbi Shavu learns it into Rava. For some reason, I don't know why, at least the way it's printed, Shmuel Rizaki learns it into Abaya. I don't know why I could do that. It fits well into Rava, and it seems to be Pshat at Rava. That's the way the Rabbi Shavu says, and that's the way I understand it. It fits well into what Rava is saying. And I think it's a very nice hesper into the difference between Malchus and Mamin. Mamin is Tarif. Mamin is the bottom line. You need Kasher Zaman Lasis Faleka. You need Kasher Zaman means a Din Malchus. Faleka, if you split it, you don't have a Din Malchus. There is no, that's not Malchus. Splitting Malchus. Faleka, there's no Kasher Zaman. They tried to give him Malchus. Now there's no Malchus. Promising Kasher Zaman. They tried to give him Malchus, and there is no accomplishment of giving Malchus when you give two people half Malchus. That's not what they tried to give him a Din Malchus. Like giving each one half, you don't have it, or each one a third, you don't have a Din Malchus. That's lack of, you don't have Malchus at all. Like I said, to me, this approach is very solid. I like it very much. I mean, again, not that they even ask other. But compared to the Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi, I think, has strings hanging. And this approach, to me, is very nostalgic.
Well,
second one? Snow has to work with Rashi. Now, 1 second. Maybe that's the same thing, right?
Yeah.
How fits with the Rosh and Rishayim? Let's learn the Rashi, Mamim Mitzarev. All the Rishayim seem to have the same type of language. Mamim Mitzarev, Bahari Kibul Masharatu Lapsiva Ben Kulam. Well, what is Rashi doing here? He's not explaining Malchus. He's explaining Mamin. So let's take Rav Chaim's shot at Malchus. By Malchus, it's not a Mitzarev. 13 hits is not a third of the Malchus. Malchus is Malchus. What about Mamin? Why is Mamin Mitzarev? But Rashi, Bahare Kibul, Masharat Lasid Ben Kulam. Mamin is telling you the Makabal. The way the Rishonim seem to learn, if the din of Mamanis would be, we penalize you, Mamin, and you just give it to Bezin, and Bezin keeps the Mamin, then it wouldn't be the Tzarev. Since the halacha is that there's a makabel, that someone gets the money, that's why it's the Tzarev. This is the way all the Rishonim seem to have learned of. As far as that good? Good, you understand it? Mamin, because there's a makabel. If there would be no makabel, then the mom wouldn't even starve. Let's say the dinner mama would be that we punish them. They have to take the money and throw it into the yam. The yamavella. Then what would be? The vice versa, each person would pay the whole thing. But since there's something to be mitzvah of it, because it's just a punishment. What are you saying? That approach of Chaim, Mom, it should still be mitzvah. It still totals up the total. What? So you have a makabel to accept. Okay. What this discussion of this Rashi does is it brings us to the second half of the shir. Doesn't mean it's going to take another 45 minutes, but the second half of the shir. The first half of what we discussed today is to understand Malchus. Right? Beis HaLevi is explaining Malchus, and Rav Chaim is explaining Malchus. And there are two approaches to the sugya, to understanding why Malchus led the Tzarev. Now, what? Good. What we have to do is now get to something that's more confusing. The reason it's more confusing is because we don't have such a clear mahalach. The question is not confusing. Listen to the question. How do you answer this confusing? The question is this. Misa, we give each eight zaymim a full misa. Malchus, we give each eight zaymim a half of a, I'm sorry, not Malchus, mamin. We give each zaymim a half of a mamin. And the Gemara had no problem with that. The Benari Mili is only Malchus. Which means, if there was only misa and mamin, no problem. No problem. Why no problem? Why is there no problem? You're taking one pasuk of Kasher Zaman, and by Misa, you're giving each person a misa. And by Malkus, you're saying it's one Malkus, everybody together. That's not consistent. That's not consistent. Just Mamon, comparing Mamon and Misa. That means, Minari Mili, we're talking about Malkus. That means Misa is no problem. That means there's no problem. What is the din of Kashazana? How could it be they tried to give one person Misa, and now we're giving two Misas? We're giving each Misa? So, Elamai, you have to say that each person deserves a Misa. So, why does each person deserve the whole Mamon? Why was that never a problem? Why did the Gemara ask right away? Compare Misa to Mamon. They're not the same. We're giving each person a whole Misa, and we're giving each person a half a Mamon. That's not a problem. The Gemara never had a problem with that. Someone's point? The Torah said, So you have two people that do exactly the same talking. Not really the same talking. You try to kill somebody, you try to make someone lose money. But anyway, the Torah says, Kashazama. I have no problem. The Torah says that if you try to do this, you get Misa. If you try to do that, you get money. No problem. I don't understand why Misa, you know, I could collect. Kashazama means you give both of them the signage, or you give each one. I can hear a question. I have no idea why the person. You know something? I don't know the answer to why he gets the money. Is the main thing that they should pay the money or that he should get the money?
I'm not sure.
Might, depend on that, yeah?
The reality is, you could say, really, they only deserve half a meter.
So we can say that really they each deserve half a Misa. Because we can't say the Torah meant to give them half a Misa, because it's not possible.
So, the only way
so it must be the Torah meant to give them a full Misa.
The same thing with Malkus. The
only way to give them a full Malkus is to give them half a Misa.
Don't mix them up. Just So
the Torah is saying when it's possible to give half, you give half. When it's not possible, you give the whole.
You always give half. But
you always give half, but I can only give half to give you the whole. So it must be that if I pass it, that means so you get the whole. There's no other way to do Misa. No other way to do that Misa. The Chayra, this discussion should depend on the sadistic question regarding Eidim Zayin. What is the side of the Aveira of Eidim Zayinim? Is Eidim Zayinim a Ben Adam Lachaveira Idikadim? I did an outlet to my friend. I sort of have to pay him back. Or is Eidim Zayinim a Ben Adam Lamachim Idikadim? I didn't do anything to my friend. I tried. I didn't do anything. It's a Ben Adam Lamachim that I did a big avla, I came to Besdin and I tried to corrupt the Besdin. How do you look at Eidim Zayinim? Ben Lachaveirai? Which one did you do? Ben Adam Lachaveirai? If it's Ben Adam Lachaveirai, so the Torah is Mechadish, that trying to do something to your friend is also punishable.
No, if
you did, it doesn't. You didn't do anything. So it's really only Ben Adam Lachaveirai. Well, that would be enough to mean. Let's say he's Michael you. If he's Michael you, maybe. Maybe it'll be enough to mean. What? Kashas is because that's a cost of it, right? Kashas, what? If it's a knas, what is capel? Capel is a knas. Yeah. But the chiyuv tashlum is still a ben olam makim dikedin. The person could be mindful of the capel.
Right.
Well, knas, you could also be ben olam chaver. Or let's say, mighty shamra, you have to pay a knas. You could be mindful.
Is
it a chiddush atayra that I have to pay the person I tried to hurt? Or is it a chiddush atayra that I need a kapar? Is a Rav Chaim in Bava Kama? It's like a few words in the middle of the Rav Chaim. Because the Rav Chaim is going on the sugya in Bava Kama, and in the middle he sticks in, it's the Rav Chaim Alashas, Yesh lachgar b'din edim zaynanim yihavi mishum mazik. Is the obligation of edim zaynanim because of a mazik. Ela, chala mazikim eina chayavim elan kein hiziku v'payil. Edim zaynanim chayavim al hezik v'mashav. That's me, you can learn it b'din mazik. Just, chayterek mechadish, even if you just try to be mazik, but b'din bein ome chavim, right? I, Second Saturday, I think it's a better matter. So they know the Makim Dikadin. Maybe that should be Tali if it's Mamin or Knas. I don't think so. That's what Nachum was saying, but some Knasim are also punishments that they know Machadayev. My Mighty Shadra, you have to pay. She can be my fault. But they know Machadayev Dikadin. No? If it's mammon, it's different than Allah Chavera. Are all mammon, are all dina mammon than Allah Chavera? When I steal from Hegdish and I pay back Hegdish, it's not a snaz, mammon. I mean, but then the Chavera is not right. The Chavera is. Okay, to think about it. We're gonna have to get back to this last nekuda tomorrow. I just want to make a certain impression on you, and that is, I'm trying as much as we can to move, try to finish the parak by Shavuos. We're covering a lot of different topics quickly. I just want you to know the payday for all this work is going to be Chazal. Because we covered in the last week rules of klalim of lav sheva naisa, the klalim of going back, the klalim of mikvah, the klalim of kireya, the klalim of the different things we covered today, the klalim of malchus. I just want to make the impression on you: we're going to try to keep on trucking, as they say, to keep on moving and getting the ikkiyus side in every sugya. The goal is going to be: we're going to spend a week on chazara. That's what we're going to do it quickly. The idea is going to be that we're going to finish this parak. You're going to chazer, and you're going to know that on that Dalet Amud Beis is Lav Shem Bei Maisa, and you're going to know the Yisaitis of Lav Shem Bei Maisa, the three ways to learn. We're going to go back to Dalet Amud Aleph, and hopefully we're going to talk about Kamei D'Rabmine. You'll understand that the Yisaitis will learn Kamei D'Rabmine. Each of the Yisaitis, I just want to make the impression on you. You're moving quickly, but it's got to be that when we get to Chazara, all of these Yisaitis become Chazer Aran. Because that's really what we're doing. We're trying to move today's rule of Malchus. I will have it again. We're going to talk about Kasha Zama, like Kasha Asa. So Chaim is, you say, this is Kira Chaim. The goal is that you're going to know the first parak. It's a klolin the way it should be. So I make the impression on you. I'm going to keep on moving, but this is all an investment in the Chazara. And the Chazara, you're going to have to take it seriously, or else it's all going to be in one ear out the other. So just, that's why the notes that you keep are very important. And clear notes. To do with Chazara. Tomorrow I'm going to start, even though we're going to spend time on Reb Chaim, we're going to start the next sugya. Please make sure to begin at least at the beginning of the next sugya.